views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello there, everyone. Boy, do we have a topic that's good for today. It is about depression and powerlessness. The way out. Do I tackle the big ones or what? This is about source energy, how we use it, how we don't, what we're doing in this moment where we're experiencing that sense of victimization of our circumstances. We just can't find our way out of the situation we're in. We could be so overwhelmed in our energy fields by those around us, by their priorities, either their aggressiveness or persuasion or manipulations, where we can't even hear ourselves think. We may be saying, I don't even know what I feel. I don't even know what I think. And if you are there, this is the show for you. You know, I know a good bit about depression. I know how it can happen. And for many of us, we've taken the very traditional view of what depression's about and powerlessness. But I'd like to turn that a bit on its head, because first of all, you are not weak. You are not someone who can't make things happen. Many of you go to work, function all day, come home, and really use that time to recover, to recuperate, and just wish you could be alone. Some of us, if we hit this point enough days, years, in a row, we cease to function in a way. And that feels like an implosion. It feels like we've hit the wall and we don't know, you know, if we can carry on or not, or what it will be. Some of us have had to medicate. So I want to talk about this because I'm going to add some insights from the most wonderful Ascended Masters, Archangels, Inner Plane Teachers. I want to bring some light to this from that realm and let you know that you do not have to feel stuck in any of this. It's so true. It takes a little action on our part, but I'm even going to surprise you there with what that action's about. Some of us have been told to set some goals, get out of the house, change our diet, start exercising, and a lot of those things are very valid. But there are some other things that need to be done as well, especially when everything is temporary and it doesn't solve it. It doesn't get us through to the other side. There's still some other pieces to the puzzle that keep us feeling trapped. You are truly magnificent. You are amazing. You are able to be, do, and have everything. So much. You are so loved unconditionally. And if you haven't heard that in the last day or two, I just want to tell you messages from the inner plane and the masters. You are so loved. You are very precious. You do matter. You came here on purpose. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. So what's holding us back? Sometimes it's the expectations of others. Sometimes it's some heavy-handed religious teachings that, you know, maybe we've stepped out of mentally, and yet we're still burdened in our emotional fields, in our spiritual fields. We're still feeling the heaviness of some old contracts, even from past lifetimes. So don't take all this on as some big sense of failure. This is your moment of opportunity today. This is your time to shift. We're going to be taking calls today, and I hope that if you are unable to call and you just want to listen, that you're looking at what's going on in your life and go with me to a higher level on this topic so that you can look at yourself, one, with much more compassion, two, with much more empowerment, and three, understand how surrounded by love you are by just this amazing host of friends and loved ones that we have. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And as the intro told us, this is Sheer Alchemy. Alchemy is a mix of things that transform. They actually transform. So take this moment and invite in a very fine vibration of energy. Invite in some intentions and desires, and you begin to create a fulcrum of change. And that's what this moment is. When we're feeling down, when we're feeling like we can't find our way out of a paper bag, can't find our way out of the situation we're in, how did we get here? Look at this moment as your moment of opportunity, your moment to take a look and go, wow, am I ready now? If I could shift, would I? If I could change, would I? And that's the key question. Many of us have made friends with some of our attachments. We've made friends with our circumstances. We've even made friends with our story. We've told our story so much that we believe it's true. We believe it's the only way to see the situation. I have caught myself in many different ways of describing my past, an experience, my family, a work situation, a friendship situation, and I have to step back and go, what is the story I'm telling about this situation? Depression, we've been told, is anger turned inward. There are some lines we can say to ourselves till we don't even hear it anymore. Depression, anger turned inward. What does that mean to you? You know, because most of us don't want to admit we're angry. A lot of people who carry heavy depression, there's a few things going on. One, we are angry because we're not living our own lives. We're not stepping in our own desires, our own interests. Someone else's energy is overpowering us. It makes us feel weak. It makes us feel insecure. It makes us feel small. And on the other hand, we're not sure what's on the other side of stepping into our power because we may have had experiences that when we did that, we were punished severely. This is where I always bring up our inner child. Our inner child had no power. He or she couldn't drive a car, couldn't go to the grocery store, had no money, had no way out. You are an adult now. You are not in that same situation. But sometimes that emotional energy from our inner child so overpowers us, so makes us feel incapable of a shift that we believe it. That is one form of the story or the filter that we tell ourselves about a situation or a circumstance. Another might be the story of the economy. I can't, well, you know the economy. I can't leave my job. Well, you're choosing not to leave your job. It's not that you can't because you know you could. So there's more to it, right? We want to uncover this. And this is where often I talk about, mercifully so, empathetically so, telling on ourselves. So don't be afraid of the truth. It's not going to kill you today. I promise. It's not going to kill you. We all have some very tough situations or circumstances going on. But telling the truth of it doesn't mean that suddenly we're cast out, unloved, thrown to the doorstep, lost the house, lost the job, no friends, totally alone. That extreme thinking is from an inner child, and it's also from messages of our ancestral line. I want you to think about all this because I'm asking you to be very courageous on this topic. Some of you that I'm talking to today are hugely powerful. You know that. as I speak these words to you about how powerful you are, it is resonating in your heart space. You feel it. You can tell from your solar plexus. You are hugely powerful. I can tell right now many of you are releasing a lot of energies that you've allowed to come on top of you, and you've drunk the Kool-Aid, and you believe it's true, that you are powerless, can't change anything, can't make a difference, can't whatever. You know it's not true. So I see a lot of you, your energies are falling off that don't belong to you. So we're going to invite your energies back to you everywhere you've shared it, bringing back your power to you. We're bringing in Archangel Michael for some protection right now, for some covering. We're bringing in some beautiful divine light, beautiful white light. And let's step into the courage. Let's step into the wonder, the potential, right in the middle of the mess. That's where we do this thing, by the way. We do it in the middle of the mess. We don't wait for it to all settle down and then I'll think about it. I'll wait for the holidays to be over. Then I'll look at the situation. I'll wait till so-and-so's gone on his business trip. Then I'll just take a breather. No, do it in the middle of the mess. What's stopping you? You matter that much. And believe me, all hell is not going to break loose. There may be some people that don't know how to handle their emotions, but you are going to find a new center. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what it's like to connect to your center in the midst of this situation. Something's gotten your attention, and we're going to walk out.
Her face is a map of the world, is a map of the world. You can see she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. Silver pool of light. People who surround her feel the benefit of it. It makes you count.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hi, Hi there, this is Leslie Fontaine, and we are back. Where are we feeling powerless to step out of the circumstances that we're in? You know, this situation right now that you're in is engineered in a way for you to choose that you want to step out. So let's talk about this moment of choice. Here we are feeling this depth of sadness. I want to go ahead and bring in the ascended masters and archangels. Let's bring in ones that you know, that you've talked about, that you've researched, and I'll bring some in. I'll just throw some out to you. Let's bring in Kuan Yin. Let's bring in Jwal Kul. Let's bring in, you know, Master Jesus, also known as Sananda. You know, the masters have moved on into other roles and other jobs. Bring in Buddha. Bring in Divine Mother energy. Just some beautiful, powerful, powerful shifting energy. I want you to feel what it's like to bring in Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Zadkiel. Bring in some of those that you've been working with, okay? In the midst of this situation, in the midst of this struggle, now notice how the energy starts to shift for you. Notice what starts to happen right where you are, all right? There's a part of you that's afraid to let go of the sadness, and there's a part of you that's afraid to feel how sad you are. So if you're feeling the tears right now, just allow it to come. Just allow those tears to fall. This doesn't mean that nothing's happening. It means that a lot's happening. Allow yourself to feel sad. Allow yourself to feel the trappedness. But now bring in the greatness. Bring in that beautiful, beautiful transforming light. We're going to bring in Saint Germain and the beautiful transmuting violet flame. And let's clear out some of the negativity. You know, that negative energy. That energy that says, I can't, I'm not able to, I'm not strong enough, I'm not spiritual enough, how am I going to get myself out? I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that. I want you to just see yourself releasing it into that beautiful violet transmuting flame. All right, just see it going. Notice where you start to get tight now. Don't get alarmed in this process. Notice where you're getting tight in your solar plexus. And notice where you're getting tight in your throat space. What's happening right now, and this is where some of us stop, so I want to walk you through this. What's happening right now is that you're afraid of what you could do, all right? There's a power. So there's some of you also feeling a little shaming energy, that if you were to step into something, I see some of you with a very patriarchal, old masculine energy that's affecting you a bit. I want you to just release that agreement right now, letting it go, that you don't need that to hold you anymore. Now I want you to turn. Some of you did beautifully just now. You did it very fast. I want you to turn toward your desire, all right? Because typically depression and powerlessness are in the face of something we truly want. If you can't articulate it right now, that's okay, because many of you can feel it. Energy can be a feeling, it can be vocalized, it can be a thought, it can be anything. It does not have to be articulated. So don't get hung up on that, all right? Some of you, it's been so long since you've spoken your truth that you feel like it would come out sounding very awkward and blubbery. Don't worry about that. Just let it come down through your field right now. What it feels like, it feels warm. It feels open. Some of you, your throat is really wanting to stretch and you're wanting to practice what those words sound like. I want. I want. I want to create. I want to be. I want to go. I want to start. I want to make. I want to feel. I want to know. I want to try. Just let yourself fill it all in. Even if you just say those two words together and that's as far as you get, do it. Because that is energy, okay? Can you tell the difference between what's going on in your world right now and saying those words? And again, we've got this beautiful transmuting flame of Saint Germain right now, really present with you. This pearlescent gold bubble of light, Archangel Michael, the masters, they're all with you. They're all present right now. I want you to show yourself handing over your desires. I want you to see yourself in partnership right now with a master, with an archangel, that you're creating something together. Even if you visualize this pot of gold, this alchemical pot that you're putting this beautiful desire into, And I want you to really enjoy this, just like a child. Just see the sparks and the stars flying out like a new idea, a new opportunity, a joy that you haven't allowed yourself to feel. Do you feel that joy right now? Many of you do right now. And this is all in the middle where maybe externally nothing has changed. Hold on to this. This is the seat of the change right here. This is it. It's not out there. It's not from someone else. It's not someone giving you something. It's right here, right in this place. Allow it. Just hold on to this beautiful pot of this creation that you don't even have words for yet, all right? Just see yourself stirring it, enjoying it with Earth Mother Gaia, with Divine Mother, with Kuan Yin, with Master Sananda, just stirring that beautiful pot of thoughts and ideas and expressions of yourself. You may see yourself right now in your mind's eye very young, very vibrant, very alive. Isn't that contrary to how we came into this with the energies of depression and powerlessness? Feel it. Some of you are now going into your solar plexus. It's tremendous. It is absolutely delicious. So let yourself be there. No one is there to interfere with you right now. And if you need protection in your room, I suggest you bring in Archangel Michael. Bring him into your car, into your cube at work, wherever you are right now listening to this. Surround yourself with protection. I can't tell you enough. It is a very powerful, powerful experience to allow them to participate with you. Watch how your energy is now shifting everything in the room, and it's allowing you to step out into all that you are. And you haven't done anything yet. This is all in your energy field. We're releasing a lot of the burdens, a lot of other people's stuff, a lot of other people's priorities and put downs and negativity and conversations about the world and what's happening. And I want you to just let it all go. Some of you are feeling a lot of pressure in the crown of your head. That is natural, as it is old energies just coming out from there, just releasing out from you. Now we're bringing in some beautiful information from the inner plane. Bringing in some beautiful, beautiful insights and intentions and love coming in. Do you see what you've done? Do you see how you have shifted and transformed everything? Here's the next thing that we're going to carry into the break after this. As you have shifted your field and you have done a beautiful release, it is just so powerful and apparent. As I'm watching many of you right now doing this, you now want to set that intention out into the world. This is not about what anybody else thinks. And this is also not about rejecting anyone, because I want you to know that Source always works for the good of you and of everyone involved. Change sometimes is difficult for people, but that doesn't mean it's bad. So I like to put it this way. You've gotten the memo, but you've got to give other people a little time to read the memo, right? Give them a couple of days. When our energy shifts, and for some of you, you've done a beautiful work in the last few minutes. When you shift, it will affect some relationships today. It will affect some choices. Your whole view, the filter through which you view the world, view work, view life, has shifted a bit. And what you're realizing is it's not all about your know-how and your ability to power it out and what other people have said you must have. If you have this money, then you can do that. If you have this relationship, then you are loved. All this kind of, all these rules, the right, wrong, up, down, left, right, all that stuff. You're realizing right now the full exponential potentiality of Source. That there are beyond a million billion ways that your situation can be shifted and that you can step in to all that you are. So allow yourself right now without the hows and how's this going to happen and where's it going to come from and who's going to show up and how's it going to work and, well, I am afraid of my security. Just don't go there. Suspend all that, please. Stay right now with Source Energy. Stay right now with this amazing insight into this incredible power that you've just stirred up within yourself and this joy. So as we cut into break, I want you to hold on to this joy and don't let yourself go off into the kinds of thought patterns you've had up to this point that hold you in this place of thinking you have no way out. This moment, this thing, if you did this, and I hope some of you will get the podcast and listen again and again to remind yourself of what this was like when you stepped into your energy. If you can stay in this, you are going to create your next reality. You already started this about 5 minutes ago, creating your new reality for you to step into all that you are in this next phase of life. Some of you are still very tight in your throat space and you're all worried about what it is, what it means. That's your mind, your lower vibrational part coming in and wanting to quantify, wanting to put barriers around things, wanting to make sense of things. Please try not to go there. Try not to do that. We are shifting into something that is for your highest good, the highest good of all, full of unconditional love, full of abundance, full of empowerment. And when you step into this in this way, everyone is loved. Everyone gets an opportunity. It is a marvelous, marvelous moment. So once again, I want to give you the phone number to call in if you're interested in doing some work or sharing what happened to you in the last 5 minutes or so. The number is 800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine. You are listening to Sheer Alchemy, and boy, are we in the midst of creating an alchemical miracle. Let's go to break.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us. What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
I know you're inside, you're feeling so hollow. Hey there, welcome back, and welcome back to the other side of you. I hope you all have been holding that energy during our break, and even, you know, after this show, I hope sometime today you'll take a little time to write out every thought, every feeling, things that were coming up for you. This is your data. This is your information about who you are. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, sometimes how depression happens for us. You know, I did mention it can, you know, be from past lifetimes. It can be from our ancestral line. Often, the ones that are depressed, we're the ones that carried the energy. We carried the energy in our families. We were the ones that sometimes held it together, you know, or we were so sensitive to either the abusive or violating energy that was going on in our families. And sometimes we also experienced a lot of trauma. We went through some things. And what I found with a lot of my clients, and, you know, of course it resonates with me because, you know, we tend to work with the people that, you know, we have something to share with, is that we then are looked upon as somehow failing because we couldn't just step out of our feelings. We couldn't just step out of the depression and recover quickly and all that. And I want to tell you that this is no small thing to carry the energy of the family, to carry the energy of the ancestral line, to have experienced trauma. So if you need someone to tell you right now how important you were in that household, how important you are in your workplace, for the work that you do, I am here to tell you, you were the gift of the family. You were the gift in your workplace. You were the one who made it possible in many ways for the others to function. So hats off to you. So here's where we want to go now. We never, ever act like all that didn't happen. We never say, oh, that wasn't real, but move on. Okay, that sounds so callous, doesn't it? It sounds harsh, and many of us have been around that. Get it together. Go get a real problem. I mean, it's amazing the horrible things people will say to someone that's carrying a lot of energetic debris in their field because they were of service when they came into this world. The thing we want to look at now, if this is your moment, and you have to ask yourself, is this my moment? Am I ready? Okay, so we don't push anything. Source never is pushy, manipulative, coercive, nothing at all like some of the human energies and the lower vibrational energies that we encounter. Okay, you ask yourself, do I want to shift out? Do I want to release these things, my story, the heaviness of it? Does it mean that we're denying it ever happened? Absolutely not. But what we are doing is releasing the energy of the story, and we're stepping into another level of empowerment, another level of our truth. What happens when we release this is we become the healers. We become the shifters. We become the gift because we do understand, and we also know that we are stepping into something great, something wonderful. All right? Wherever we learned about our powerlessness, ask yourself now, do I want to step into my power? Do I want to step into love, true love? Do I want to step into my abundance? Do I want to step into a loving, nurturing, intimate relationship? Ask yourself that, all right? No buts, no maybes, just listen to your spirit. This is not Leslie telling you what to do. This is not trying to shift you out and force you into some positive thinking. Check in with your spirit. Ask yourself, am I ready? This is your soul talking, your higher self. Are you ready? Just listen. And there's a part of you that will feel sad again when you ask this question. And there's a few pieces to that. One piece is feeling like you lost a lot of time. Like, how did I let so much of my life go by? Here I am, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. How did I let this happen? How did I let myself? Because you got a taste of what source energy can do, didn't you? It's beautiful, isn't it? So there's that. There's some sadness. And the next part is wanting to know what's on the other side. How can I create it? So the first thing is to say, yes, I want this. I want the shift. So for whatever area that you've surfaced in yourself that's coming up for you, saying, yes, I want to step into love. Don't go, I want to walk away from this. I want to walk away from that. Don't do that. I want to step into love, because we're not trying to control how the external manifestation happens. Okay. So saying, yes, this is what I choose. And notice the objections coming up and go, are they valid? Are they real right now? Am I that powerlessness? Could I get in the car today and just start driving? Could I, you know, walk away from my work, you know, in the next 2 weeks? Is there any action that's coming up for me? All right. So this is where we also get very frightened, is the action point, because we've so lived with the thought that we're powerlessness, that we can't, that we're trapped by someone. It's really easy to determine whether you are sort of feeling trapped by something external. All right. Just listen to how you explain why you can't, and then dot, dot, dot. Okay. So now you're just going, you know what? I'm ready to step into all that I am. I'm ready to create something nurturing, loving. You will feel a little fear, and then you'll say, am I willing to release the fear? Am I willing to let go of fear? Why is that hard? It's hard because to this point, fear has protected us. Fear has kept us safe. You know, there's a difference between putting your hand on a hot flame and being afraid of something that isn't in front of you, that hasn't happened yet, that hasn't been created, that's your imagination. You know, we can keep creating the same thing over again and over again, but we just got through 10 minutes ago creating a whole new reality for ourselves, didn't we? We just got through shifting our energy to create a whole new opportunity for ourselves. So continue to walk through these parts. Do I want to hold on to this fear? Is this fear protecting me, or is it holding me back? Ask your spirit, ask your soul. Some of you are getting very tight in your throat space, really tight. You're so afraid. So listen, bring in the energies again. Bring in the masters, the archangels. Let's bring in Saint Germain again. Let's bring in Kuan Yin. Bring in Divine Mother and Divine Father. Just allow that energy to embrace you right now, because some of you are really panicking inside. Panic doesn't have to look like screaming. It looks sometimes very quiet. So just ask yourself, am I ready to step into all that I am? Am I ready to let go of the sadness? The sadness even has been a protection mechanism, hasn't it? It's been something to keep us closed off, to keep us safe. So ask yourself, in this place, in this part of your life, are you ready to let go of the sadness? And then an action may come to you. Do not panic here either. What is the action that's being asked of you? What is it that you are being asked to step into? What is coming to you as the inspired idea, as the opportunity to create? You know, it may be that you need to go to a coffee shop and meet someone. It may be that you need to put out an invitation to a friend or to a former colleague. And here's where we get all nervous. Well, then what are you going to do? And then what are you going to say? Don't do that. This is your intuitive guidance coming to you. All right. If it says go, can you allow it? Just answer yes or no. Here's the thing. If you say no, there is not shame involved in this. It is okay. You're not ready, but write it down anyway, because it's going to come up again, and it may be after you've cleared some more and shifted some more that you're ready. Does that make sense? We are so used to shaming energies, to critical energies, to people pushing us and making us feel unsuccessful and unloved, and we've just drunk that Kool-Aid like it's true. It's not true. Today, you got your eyes open when we brought in these amazing energies to show you who you truly are, the gift that you've been. You will not stop loving people. You will not stop being successful. You will not stop doing the right thing Okay? That is not what Source is going to do. But that is the reaction of our inner child and our ancestral line. Some of us grew up with a lot of poverty, a lot of violence, a lot of difficult situations, war zones, abandonment, a lot of things that just never went right in life. So we are not dismissing that, but we are saying, are you ready to step into all that you are? When we have all these negative flare-ups come up, it's because we think Source is going to do the same thing to us. Source is the entire opposite. We just have no experience, okay? We just don't have experience that Source is unconditionally loving. I've heard from so many clients where, you know, they just thought God just wasn't there. God doesn't exist. None of this is, I've made it all up. I'm fine dabbling in tarot cards and psychic readings and all this, but I'm not going to trust anything beyond what I can do with my own mind, my own energy, and my own two hands. Okay, if you're there, are we ready to let go of the energies of betrayal? I hope you'll say yes, because you're going to find out that your potential and your opportunity and your love and your joy are on the other side of this. This is how we step out. We have not done anything. We haven't even unlocked the front door. We are right here with an energetic shift, with a powerful intention, and now we're getting the thoughts and ideas of the inspired action of what we want to step into. So we're going to talk a little bit about action, because some of us get very anxious at that topic. We're so afraid of being asked to do something and of failing. And have I got news for you when we come back. This is Leslie Fontaine.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hi there, this is Leslie Fontaine, and we are back again. Before I finish out the show with talk about action, I'd like to thank many of you who have written me and let me know how much this show means to you. I truly am grateful, and it's very moving to read what you share. And of course, I've talked with many of you as well, but I hope you'll write me if you've been touched by this. I can see a lot in spirit as far as who's listening and what's happening out there, but do let me know how you're doing. And it is important. It does matter because, you know, this is a work I care a lot about, and I'd love to hear from you. So let's talk a minute about what action is and why we're afraid of action. Often we're afraid of action because of shame. We're afraid of doing something that is important just to us and no one else. We're afraid of doing something that someone else is not approving, validating, or making us feel good about. We have experience of inventing and creating things and starting things and, you know, people around us not saying the nicest of things and encouraging us. We don't have that experience. This is the time where we are creating that encouragement within ourselves. Okay. So right now you all have a resonance within you about some things that matter, and some fear is creeping back in. And again, please do listen to this show again. And if you'd like to get some of my CDs or MP3s that will help you work through some of this, I'd love to do that, or to work with you and help you through some of the things very specific to your own energies. But we are releasing a lot of other people's stuff, their conceptions of reality, their conceptions of truth, of our capabilities, of our capacities that are not necessarily true. You know your own energy, you know who you are, but you've felt powerless to this point to bring something through, to carry it out. I want you to really get a sense of that magnificent team that is there to help you and just to literally lift you out of the place that you are into this new beautiful horizon of opportunity. So when we get an inspired idea, and it's asking us for inspired action, okay? I want you to not dismiss your fear, not just go, okay, I'm going to do it anyway, and all this kind of stuff. Write it down. Write down what's coming to you, all right? Also note all of the objections that are coming up. Everything that's coming to you about why you can't do it, what's not going to work, no one's been there before, where will I get the money? Write everything down. And next to that, I also want you to write down, whose voice is that? Where are you getting that from? And then I want you to bring in the masters and the archangels, and I want you to notice what that does to the resonance of your reality, how that shifts things for you. There is a thing of timing, okay? Some of us procrastinate. We've been doing it a long time, so you even have to ask yourself, am I done procrastinating, or is this still serving me? If it is, that's okay. There's no shame. There's none at all. But some of us are staying hooked into some things that are not healthy for us, and we really want to change, but we've been taught to be fearful of that change. So that's why I encourage so much bringing in the light beings, bringing in that magnificent team to support you in this shift so that you don't feel completely alone. what begins to happen is that slowly you learn how to encourage yourself. You learn how to stand in your own energy, to listen to your higher self. And when those old thoughts and feelings come up, you ask yourself, is this serving me? Does this help me right now? Do I want to hold on to this? The answer is never to shame yourself. If it's not now, then maybe you want to set a timeline. Ask yourself, does it feel right to set a timeline? Maybe 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now. I have some things that came to me 2 years ago, and it's time now. They're coming back. But the shift in me from then to now is significant. You have those as well. So we're never trying to shove something down our throats, right? Other people may be very persuasive in our life. They may want certain things from us. Pay attention to that, because if it's rubbing you wrong, then that's an agreement that you no longer want to have in this world. You also don't want to so dig in your heels that your entire life is an act of rebellion, right? Because rebellion is coming from this negative stance. What you want to do is open your heart space as wide as possible to step into all that you are. So I always like for people to note what the action is that's being presented, to note any of the objections that are coming to it, to note anything you know about the voices, whether it's mother, father, ancestral, you can go through all of it. If your inner child is rearing her head and going, oh no, we can't do that, we can't go there, dangerous neighborhood, let's not go, all that stuff. Just acknowledge all of it. And then ask yourself, again, in the privacy of your home, in your car, in your office space, ask yourself, am I ready to release it? This is a simple yes or no, but ask your spirit. Don't ask, your little child, because she doesn't think you're going to take care of the situation, all right? Sometimes her fear is habitual. So ask your higher self, am I ready? And you're going to know in your spirit what you're ready to do and what you're not ready to do. I have many things that are just on hold and I'm clear as day. And if someone else was looking at it, they'd go, wow, you need to change this. You need to change that. But that's not their reality. It's mine. It's what I'm stepping through, right? So this is what helps you begin to shift out of the depression, out of the powerlessness, out of that feeling that you can't. And we haven't even left the room. Do you see that? Do you see how this works? You've shifted your energy, which means you've then shifted the experience of the reality that is going to unfold in the future. What you have now is what you've manifested in your thoughts, your ideas, your energy field to this point, in your agreements to this point. Now you have the opportunity to shift that into the future. Are you ready to create that? Some of you did a magnificent job in the last 30 minutes, a magnificent job of shifting that into a new space. I want you to know, if you want me to work with you, I would be delighted. I can't be more happy with the team I work with. It has just been so powerful lately. One last thing. December and November have been huge energetically. If you are tired, exhausted, worn out, not really able to do much more than get your head above water, the energies have been so intense. And I, right now, here in the middle of December 2015, have just really experienced an onslaught of what's going on. So if you are that empathic right now, please understand, get the rest you need, take the time out you need. Don't beat yourself up right now, because this is really a very powerful, intensive time of light shifting. It is really, really powerful. And I can't tell you enough, especially for those of you, that are as sensitive as you are to what's going on. So part of sometimes the depression feeling is an energetic shift where we've been carrying a lot. For some of you, you need to bring in your field a bit, close off your aura, protect yourself, and not give away so much. So pay attention to where you've been giving away your energy unnecessarily. All right? This is Leslie Fontaine, and I so look forward to hearing your stories about what has unfolded for you today. And we will talk again soon.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.